The U.S. Meat Export Federation continues to hold their strategic planning meeting in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joel Haggard is the Senior Vice President covering the Asian Pacific. He talked about the impact of African swine fever and the opportunities that are still there.
I think if there's one top line message is that they could grow much more dramatically if we didn't have the 72% punishing duty on our imports compared to the 12% duty that our competitors face right now. Yes, our exports are proceeding to China at near record level, but they could be much higher. We have a 13% market share in China from January to September. I think that number, again, could be much, much higher. Just to cite a couple of statistics that they just released in their September data, their total meat and poultry imports for those first 9 months are at 4.3 million metric tons. That's up from the pace of 2018, January to September, which was 3.2 million metric tons. So they've, through September, they've made up 1.1 million metric tons of a shortfall that many analysts are saying exceeds 10 million tons. So I guess the second message is that they're having difficulty filling this shortfall.
And that, he says, means very high prices for those in China. Those comments from Joel Haggard. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.